So Brian.
Yo.
We just finished watching Avatar.
We did.
In 3D.
Yep.
At Travel Cinema.
Yep. Well, the three-dimensional part of Travel Cinemas.
Yeah. Just for anyone who's curious, not all of Travel Cinemas are
in 3D. Part of it was in 2D, and then we paid a bit extra, and then we got to go to the 3D part of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Okay, so leaving the 3D part aside, what did you think about Avatar?
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah?
I mean, obviously a little bit cliched in parts.
Definitely.
But I think for an epic adventure movie, you kind of need that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You need to have the whole Hallmark moments.
Yeah, love, betrayal, redemption.
You know, every time you had
one of those
cliche moments, I flashed back to the game and went, hey, you know what wasn't in Avatar the game?
Those
shit I cared about, like this.
Tits.
Well, yeah.
It was like a bunch of tribal women, wasn't it?
Yeah, and tribal dudes.
And tribal dudes, except you didn't have to see the penises, which is good.
Because we got enough of that from Dr. Manhattan, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right, big blue penises.
At least that wasn't a 3D, Jesus.
No, good movie. I enjoyed it. I went into it wanting to hate it, but no, it was well made. Good story, pretty good acting as well, I thought.
Those CG people carry themselves really well.
Yeah, and I liked it that they did kind of look like each other, like the person controlling them, the avatar.
I told you, by the way, that it wasn't going to be like, once he's not jacked into the machine, he goes about his regular day life as a Na'vi.
Yep.
Because it's genetically similar, so they make sense.
It does make sense.
Right.
Yep.
So it's a little cliche and a little bit predictable, but I've stopped thinking that that's a slight in movies. It can be cool if it's unpredictable, but
it doesn't have to have major twists and,
yeah,
oh my god, it's actually in the past and this has all happened before and that was Earth.
And then he woke up and it was all a dream!
That was Earth.
It was Earth all along. Oh man, that...
Damn you!
Okay, no, that would have been better.
You all to heck!
This
old blue Heston comes out.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, can we go back to the 3D?
Yeah, let's talk about 3D-ness.
Did you like the 3D, or do you... I think it would have been just as good without it. There were some parts where, like, oh, well, that's quite cool. The top down in the little sacred tree part, where it's looking down on from the top with, like, the tube of...
I think there were definitely moments where, like, you forget about the fact that it's in 3D. Except for these goddamn annoying glasses on the face.
Yeah, no, I mean...
There were also parts in it which I was like, grr, 3D, grr.
Yes. So it's hard to focus. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because your eyes focus on this thing, which the James Cameron has decided...
I think that chick
decided,
just flashed us.
Whoa.
She was underage as well.
Oh, that's just weird.
Good thing Gar's not here. Some parts were hard to focus.
Yeah, so James Cameron decides that thing's going to be out of, like, your field of focus. So the fact that you're looking directly at it, like, he doesn't give a shit.
No. Damn you, James.
Out of focus.
No, but some parts of it did make for nice sort of cinematic effect, which is cool. Like, but it was in the quieter moments. It wasn't the action parts.
Noticeably, like, that stuff only really bothered me at the start. I think I just... And I think that's because, like, once I got used to it, I, like, came to believe that where the things were in focus was where, like, they wanted me to look, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think I got better at that, so...
Yeah, but I don't think you should have to be trained to watch a movie.
Hey, you know, when it started colour, I was all like, man, that yellow's really distracting on the yellow brick road. I can't stop looking at it. And then I watched it again. It was like, hey, there's a Tin Man in this. That's pretty cool. your aerial's still trying to...
Yeah, damn you, James Cameron. You broke my ear.